Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Since 2005, in the years after world crude oil production leveled off, rising prices were the most obvious result of peak oil. Prices climbed in double digits each year. Last year, even with the price collapse in the last half of the year, the average price was nearly $100 a barrel. Now, with the economy collapsing, oil prices have followed, and limits to oil production may block traditional methods to bring on an economic recovery. Before looking at why, let's review quickly why the price rose and then collapsed. Demand for oil rose even after global oil production leveled off in 2005, which meant that global inventories were drawn down. The demand curve for oil is very steep. People don't change their oil consumption much in the short term in the face of large decreases or increases in price. As oil prices rose year after year, people changed their habits, and consumption in industrial countries like the U.S. dropped. The financial crisis also led to less oil use. People couldn't afford trips the way they used to, and businesses cut back production. By August, the latest month we have global figures for, demand for oil in the industrial world had dropped 6% compared to the previous year. Of course, the economic crisis has only worsened since then, so we can expect to see the demand figures for the rest of 2008 to continue to drop, at the same time that the price of oil was dropping. In short, rising demand, while daily oil production stubbornly would not rise, led to the price run-up, and a collapse in demand brought a collapse in oil prices. One of the collateral effects of this dynamic is that the standard Keynesian economic tools are unlikely to bring about long-term economic recovery. Barack Obama's incoming administration and Congress are in the midst of fashioning a Keynesian stimulus package aimed at stemming the drop in employment by spending government money now on infrastructure. Let's say that this effort is successful and turns around the dropping employment rates. The plan will increase demand for energy in two ways. Repaving highways, building and maintaining railroads, and other infrastructure work takes asphalt, big machinery, and other energy-intensive materials. And putting people back to work puts more money in their pockets, which they can spend on discretionary travel and goods, which cost energy to produce and transport. Before long, it's likely that the upward trajectory in world oil demand, in place since the early 1980s, would resume. Yet oil production limits still impose a ceiling on consumption. With the credit squeeze and current low oil prices, production companies are canceling or delaying new projects. Lack of investment is likely to bring down the ceiling more rapidly than people anticipated even a year ago. At some point, rising demand meets falling production, and oil prices take off again. Most of the recessions of the last 50 years have been preceded by oil price spikes, so the recessionary pressures build, and job gains made from the stimulus package disappear. Long term, I don't see a way around this dynamic. Our economic system only delivers prosperity through economic growth. Infinite growth on a finite planet just doesn't work in the long run. In the short and medium run, there's one way to subvert this dynamic. Invest stimulus spending in projects that will reduce fossil fuel dependence. Insulate buildings. Build more solar, wind, and hydroelectric generation. Build out passenger rail. Build lighter and less powerful cars. Make factories more efficient. Increase local food processing infrastructure. All these things can potentially stimulate the economy and reduce oil use. As I said, infinite growth on a finite planet isn't going to work in the long run. But maybe investments now that reduce oil usage while providing jobs will give us enough time to better figure out how to live well without growth. I'm Carl Ettinger, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.